Married at First Sight. Chapter 4081. Abby smiled warmly. Sister, stop teasing me. Evan doesn't eat spicy food, eating that many peppers at once could kill him. I'm heading back to work today. I can't stay at the hospital every day to take care of him. Just because he ate peppers once doesn't mean I'm going to give in to him. Adelie nodded in agreement. That's right. Don't let Evan use the situation to win you over. Sister, he didn't plan this to manipulate me. He genuinely got sick from eating peppers, fever, cough, sore throat, the works. His voice is still hoarse. Despite herself, Abby couldn't help defending Evan. Adelie sighed. Look at you. I barely say anything about him, and you're already protecting him. Abby, remember this, in love, the person who falls first loses. Listen to me, before Evan truly loves the real you, don't give too much of yourself. Don't let him control the dynamic. You're so strong in every other aspect of your life, yet you melt the moment it comes to Evangelist. Abby stuck out her tongue sheepishly. I get it, sister. I'll control my emotions and make sure Evan doesn't think I'm falling deeper than he is. Adelie gently tapped Abby's forehead. I don't quite believe you. Thankfully, Evan loves you, and the York family has a solid reputation. I doubt he'd stray from their values. But no matter what, you must love yourself first. Give him 50 or 60% of your love, never all of it. You need to train your man. All the great men out there? Their partners train them. Adelie spoke from experience. Her fiancé had been a playboy, but after falling for her, he gradually changed into the devoted man he was today. She had shaped him into someone reliable. Blushing, Abby said, Evan and I aren't even at that stage yet. When we are, I'll handle it. But honestly, I like him the way he is, his personality, his commitment. He's already the kind of man who loves with his whole heart. I don't think he needs to be changed. To Abby, it was perfect as it was. She loved Evan for who he was now. Changing him would mean losing the person she fell in love with. Adelie smiled knowingly. Only you two know how your relationship works. Whether or not you need to change anything is up to you. I won't meddle as long as Evan doesn't hurt you. But if he ever dares, he'll have to answer to me. Abby hugged Adelie tightly. You're the best, sister. Adelie gently pushed her away, laughing. We're sisters, it's my job to look out for you. Who else would I treat this well? No matter where life takes us, we'll always be family. Now, go run a couple of laps to warm up, then head back inside, it's freezing out here. The cold air bit at their skin, but running helped. Abby jogged alongside Adelie, the crisp morning air invigorating them. After two laps, they parted ways and returned to their respective homes. Later, after breakfast, Abby instructed the butler to deliver a meal to Evan before heading to the office. Her workday was packed, leaving her with only a brief lunch break to check in on Evan via phone. Time flew by, and soon, another day was over. Saturday morning arrived. Though Abby was usually busy on weekends, this time, she cleared her schedule to pick up Spencer from the airport. After finishing breakfast, she was about to leave when the butler entered the room. Miss, the fourth young master of the York family is here. Abby frowned in surprise. He's out of the hospital? When did that happen? Evan hadn't mentioned his discharge. Abby had planned to visit him later that day to check on his recovery, but it seemed unnecessary now. Let him in, Abby said, recovering her composure. Mrs. Dew and her husband hadn't woken up yet, and Abby saw no reason to deny Evan entry. She gave the butler instructions, and within moments, the security guards at the gate were informed to let Evan through. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4082. Chapter 4082. A few minutes later, Abby stood at the front door, watching as Evan's car pulled up outside her house. Why were you discharged from the hospital? She asked the moment he stepped out of the car. Evan coughed a few times as he closed the car door, causing Abby's frown to deepen. His health was his responsibility. If he didn't take care of himself, who would? I stayed in the hospital for 2 days and had intravenous treatment. I'm feeling much better now, Evan explained, his voice slightly hoarse. The doctor said I could be discharged and prescribed me 3 days of medication. If I'm not better after that, I'll go back for another round. He also said this happened because I ate too many chili peppers, but my overall health is good. I just need to stick to a bland diet for a while and avoid spicy food. My throat's still a little sore, and I have a slight cough, but recovery takes time. Staying in the hospital any longer was unbearable, so I came home. Abby noted that his voice sounded stronger and his energy seemed better, but something about him looked different. Was it her imagination, or had he lost weight? It wasn't impossible. 2 days of white porridge and bland meals could do that. Evan opened his car door again and retrieved a bouquet of flowers and several gift bags. Why did you bring all this? Abby asked. You know I have everything I need at home. Evan smiled. I couldn't show up empty-handed. If I did, my grandmother would scold me. She raised me, and if I embarrass her by being rude, I'm sure she'd still punish me, even now. He handed Abby the bouquet, his gaze soft and affectionate. Abby, thank you for taking care of me these past few days. I had to show my gratitude somehow, but I know you wouldn't accept anything too extravagant. These flowers are a small token, please take them. Otherwise, I'll feel like I owe you a debt I can never repay, and I might just have to offer myself to make it right. Abby accepted the bouquet with a wry smile. I only looked after you because someone asked me to, and you ended up in the hospital because of me. The least I could do was help. I didn't want to feel guilty about it. I'll take the flowers, but you don't owe me anything. And you definitely don't need to repay me with your body. If everyone who owed me a favor did that, I'd end up as an empress with a harem full of husbands. Evan chuckled but didn't respond. If she were an empress, he thought, he'd want to be her only husband. I'm heading to the airport to pick up Spencer, Abby said, changing the subject. He's back. Evan, why don't you stay here and rest? You still need time to recover. Ignoring her suggestion, Evan followed her into the house and set the gifts down. Why can't I come with you to the airport? He asked. I've heard a lot about Mr. Chouinard and would like to meet him in person. Abby saw right through him. Evan wanted to size up his competition. If you want to come, you can, she said, deciding not to argue. Even if she refused, Evan would follow her in his own car anyway. Letting him tag along was easier and at least she'd get a free driver out of it. Married at First Sight Novel. Chapter 4083. Drive my car, Abby said as she invited Evan to accompany her to the airport. Evan's face lit up with happiness. A car is a car, they're all the same, he replied with a grin. Abby led Evan out of the house, and he quickened his pace to open the car door for her. Ever the gentleman, he shielded her head with his hand as she climbed into the car, making sure she wouldn't bump it. You're so considerate, Abby said as she fastened her seat belt, her voice carrying a note of admiration. Other than my family, you're the only one I'll ever be this considerate to, Evan replied, glancing at her with a warm smile. Abby met his gaze briefly but didn't respond. A few moments later, Evan started the car and drove them out of the Dew family mansion. Not long after they left, Mrs. Dew came downstairs. Spotting the gifts left on the coffee table and realizing Abby was nowhere to be seen, she quickly called for the butler. Did Abby go out? She asked. Yes, ma'am, the butler replied. The second lady and the fourth young master of the York family left together. I heard her mention they were heading to the airport to pick up Mr. Chouinard. Hearing this, Mrs. Dew exhaled in relief. At least she didn't forget to pick up Spencer. She moved to the sofa and sat down. She wasn't particularly surprised that Evan had been discharged from the hospital so quickly. The fact that he was accompanying Abby to pick up Spencer only confirmed her suspicions. Evan was nervous. He clearly viewed Spencer as a potential obstacle in his pursuit of Abby, and Mrs. Dew saw it as a good thing. A little competition would remind Evan that Abby wasn't obligated to be with him. "Who's driving?" Mrs. Dew asked. "The fourth young master," the butler answered. Mrs. Dew nodded, then pulled out her phone to call Abby. When Abby answered, her mother got straight to the point. "After you pick up Spencer, bring him home to settle in, and we'll have dinner together." Abby frowned at her mother's suggestion. "Mom, by the time I pick up brother Spencer, it'll be noon. We won't get back to the city until late afternoon. Do you really want him to go hungry all that time?" "I'll take him to grab something to eat near the airport first, then we'll head back to the city." Mrs. Dew, undeterred, replied, "That's fine for lunch, but Spencer must have dinner at our house. He'll stay here as well. I've already discussed it with my best friend. Spencer will stay with us until his house is cleaned and ventilated." Abby hesitated. "Mom, I already booked a hotel room for him. He can move into our house after checking out of the hotel." "Abby," Mrs. Dew said firmly, "Spencer is my godson. I won't let him stay in a hotel. He's family. And don't forget how warmly his family treats you whenever you visit them abroad. You've always stayed with the Chouinards. They've never sent you to a hotel. I can't let him think we're less hospitable." Abby fell silent for a moment before conceding. "Fine, Mom. I'll call the hotel to cancel the reservation and let Brother Spencer stay with us for a few days. I'll leave dinner arrangements to you." Mrs. Dew's tone softened with satisfaction. "That's more like it. I'll ask the kitchen to prepare some of Spencer's favorite dishes tonight. I'll also invite your brothers to join us for dinner. They can share a drink with him. Spencer rarely comes back, and as his godmother, I want to give him a proper welcome." Abby nodded, though her mother couldn't see it. "All right, Mom. Whatever you want to arrange is fine by me." Weekends were always busy for Abby and her siblings, but they'd all make time to gather for dinner. After all, Spencer's return was a special occasion. Married at First Sight novel. Chapter 4084. After ending the call with her mother, Abby turned to Evan. "We'll grab a quick meal at the airport when Brother Spencer calls, and then we'll have dinner together in the evening." Evan had overheard Mrs. Dew's comments during the phone call. "So, Mr. Chouinard is going to stay at your house?" he asked, his tone calm, though his eyes betrayed a flicker of unease. He could understand having dinner together. Spencer was, after all, the godson of his future mother-in-law. It made sense for Mrs. Dew to host him for a meal after his return to Huyonville. But the thought of Spencer moving into the Dew family mansion gnawed at Evan. He himself could only visit the Dew family home on rare occasions. Now, Spencer, newly returned, would not only be staying under the same roof but also be in constant close proximity to Abby. It was a threat Evan couldn't ignore. Abby, noticing his displeasure, chose to act oblivious. With a helpless sigh, she explained, "Brother Spencer has been assigned to oversee the company's domestic business, so he'll be staying in Huyonville long term. The Chouinard family spends most of their time abroad. They used to have a couple taking care of their house here, but the wife fell ill, and they had to quit. They haven't found anyone trustworthy to replace them, so the house has been locked up and is likely covered in dust. It'll need a good cleaning and ventilation before anyone can move in. I initially booked a hotel for him, and Brother Spencer was fine with staying there. But my mom insisted he stay at our house for a few days. Since she already promised, I let it be. After all, I've stayed with the Chouinard family when I've gone abroad. It's only fair." Abby turned her head slightly to glance at Evan. Her tone softened as she added, "Stay for dinner with us tonight, but remember no spicy food and no drinking. My brothers will probably have a few drinks, but if anyone pressures you, just tell them I said you can't drink. Say you're listening to me." Evan smiled, warmth flickering in his eyes. "All right, I won't drink. Besides, I have to drive, so I shouldn't drink anyway." More importantly, he was still on medication, which strictly prohibited alcohol due to the cephalosporin content. Still, if not for the medicine, Evan might have considered drinking just to the point of getting tipsy. That way, Abby would either have to drop him off at his hotel or, if he were lucky, let him stay overnight at the Du family mansion. The idea of Spencer living at the Du family mansion as soon as he arrived didn't sit well with Evan. He knew he'd have to find a way to nudge Spencer into opting for the hotel instead. The thought of Spencer and Abby spending so much time together under one roof made Evan uneasy. It was exactly what the Du and Chouinard families would want, but it was far from what Evan wanted. Abby was captivating, beautiful, accomplished, and charismatic. She was like a magnet, effortlessly drawing the attention of countless men. Evan couldn't shake the worry that Spencer might find himself unable to resist her charm. However, Evan recalled hearing Abby talk about Victoria over the phone. While he couldn't hear Victoria's side of the conversation, he had pieced together enough to suspect that Victoria was the woman Spencer truly liked. Why Spencer and Victoria weren't together was still a mystery. Even Abby didn't seem to know the answer, which meant Evan was just as clueless. The ride to the airport was filled with light-hearted conversation and laughter, which made the trip feel less tedious. However, a traffic jam slowed them down. By the time they arrived at the airport, Spencer had already landed and was waiting. As Spencer stepped out of the arrivals gate and looked around, Abby was nowhere to be seen. Frustrated, he pulled out his phone and called her. "Brother Spencer, I'm so sorry. There was a traffic jam, and I'm running late," Abby said, her voice tinged with embarrassment. "Where are you right now? Send me your location, and I'll come find you." Married at First Sight novel. Chapter 4085. "All right," Spencer replied warmly. "I'll send you my location now. We'll catch up when you get here." He ended the call and quickly sent Abby his location. Abby and Evan followed the directions and spent over 10 minutes navigating the bustling airport before finally spotting Spencer. "Brother Spencer," Abby called out excitedly, her face lighting up as she ran toward him. Evan, trailing a few steps behind, took in the man Abby was so eager to see. Spencer looked to be around his age, maybe a year or two older. He exuded an air of refinement, dressed in a tailored gray suit without a tie, giving him the appearance of a polished, successful professional. From what Abby had shared, Evan already knew his rival was a senior executive at a prominent multinational corporation. Now that Spencer had been assigned to oversee domestic operations in Huyonville, it was clear he was exceptionally skilled in both business and leadership. On top of that, Spencer's mother and Mrs. Du were lifelong friends, and Spencer had been Mrs. Du's godson for years. Abby had known Spencer since childhood, and their families had always hoped to unite them through marriage. Seeing Spencer in person only heightened Evan's unease. The man seemed to have everything: a stellar career, close ties to the Du family, and a long-standing connection with Abby. Evan felt the weight of the competition settle heavily on his shoulders. If he wanted to secure Abby's love, he needed to focus on deepening her feelings for him. That was his only advantage. If Abby's heart belonged to him, Spencer, no matter how accomplished, would stand no chance. Otherwise, Evan feared he couldn't measure up to Spencer in most areas outside of his family background. Determined not to be left behind, Evan hurried forward. Abby and Spencer embraced warmly, their bond evident in the way Spencer lifted her slightly off the ground and spun her in a small circle before setting her back down. Their laughter echoed as they greeted each other like old friends who had never missed a beat. Evan felt a pang of jealousy as Spencer smiled at Abby with an unmistakable fondness. You've grown even more beautiful since the last time I saw you, Spencer said, his tone affectionate. If you hadn't called me earlier, I might not have recognized you at all. Abby laughed, brushing off his praise with a playful roll of her eyes. To Spencer, Abby would always be the little girl who used to trail behind him and Victoria, tagging along no matter where they went. She was younger than them by several years, and whenever they went out to play, she would cry until someone let her come along. Back then, her presence had often been a nuisance. Spencer, not wanting to babysit, would sometimes try to leave her behind, but Abby's tears always won the adults over. Victoria, who had a soft spot for Abby, was more patient and willingly included her. Over time, life had taken Spencer and Victoria abroad. Their families had shifted their focus to international business, and their interactions with Abby grew less frequent. With the distance, Spencer's annoyance turned into a brotherly fondness. He began to treasure Abby as his little sister, sending her gifts and calling her often. Now, seeing her all grown up, Spencer was struck by how much she had changed. The once clingy child had matured into a confident, accomplished woman. He had heard from their families that Abby had risen to become vice president of the Du Group, and seeing her now, he couldn't help but admire her transformation. Still, Spencer couldn't ignore the subtle nudging from his family. His mother had been dropping hints lately, reminding him that it was time for him to settle down. Mrs. Du and his mother, who had been best friends for decades, both hoped the Chouinard and Du families could deepen their bond through marriage. Spencer also understood the underlying motivations. His family's business, while still thriving, had begun to decline in recent years. The decision to shift their focus back to Huyonville wasn't just sentimental, it was strategic. Huyonville was their hometown, and rebuilding their foundation there was their best chance at revival. But without the Du Group's support, it would be an uphill battle. The Du Group had reached its peak in Huyonville, dominating the local business scene like an undisputed king. If the two families were united by marriage, the Du Group would naturally extend its resources to ensure the Chouinard family's success. For Spencer, this wasn't just about business, it was personal. He couldn't deny that Abby was extraordinary, but he also knew there was more at stake than just his feelings. Married at First Sight novel. Chapter 4086. Spencer felt conflicted, uncertain whether his feelings for Victoria stemmed from love or friendship. His decision to return to Huyonville wasn't just about advancing his career, it was also a chance to reflect and untangle his emotions. For over 20 years, he and Victoria had been childhood sweethearts, their bond as deep as the ocean. Yet neither of them could definitively label their relationship as either love or friendship. Years ago, both families had hoped they would marry, as they seemed like a perfect match in both status and compatibility. However, their dynamic resembled that of close siblings more than romantic partners. Spencer had never even uttered the words "I love you" to Victoria. When Victoria's family business started to crumble and teetered on the edge of bankruptcy, the Chouinard family's stance shifted. Suddenly, the idea of a marriage between Spencer and Victoria no longer seemed advantageous. Fearing that Victoria's family might pull them into financial ruin, the Chouinard family began discouraging the relationship. Even so, Spencer quietly supported Victoria's family. Despite his reputation as a successful professional, Spencer's financial situation was precarious. Nearly all of his earnings had been funneled into loans for Victoria's father, helping keep their business afloat. Business loans are always a gamble. If the recipient manages to recover and thrive, the lender stands to regain their money. But if the venture fails, the debt becomes an insurmountable burden. Victoria's father's business was faltering. The likelihood of repayment grew slimmer by the day. Spencer's parents were well aware of the situation. They knew how much money he had loaned Victoria's family and recognized how deeply the Chouinard family had already been entangled. Realizing the other side's business was unlikely to recover, they decided it was time to cut their losses. Thus, When Spencer was assigned to oversee domestic operations in Huyonville, his parents saw an opportunity to steer him in a different direction toward Abby. They began orchestrating opportunities for Spencer and Abby to connect, hoping to realign their family's interests. To the Chouinard family, Spencer's long-standing relationship with Victoria couldn't outweigh their business priorities or his future. "Abby, is this the Mr. Chouinard you always talk about?" Evan interjected, his tone casual but deliberate. Without waiting for an answer, he extended a hand toward Spencer. "Mr. Chouinard, nice to meet you. I'm Evan York." Evan had noticed the way Spencer's gaze lingered on Abby, filled with emotions he couldn't quite decipher. Feeling uneasy, he decided to assert his presence before being entirely overshadowed. Spencer, caught up in the moment, hadn't even realized Evan was there until he spoke. Abby, on the other hand, seemed oblivious to the tension. Evan stepped closer to Abby, positioning himself beside her. After introducing himself, he reached out for a handshake, adding a cheerful brother to his greeting. Spencer eyed Evan skeptically but shook his hand out of politeness. "Brother Spencer, Evan is my friend." "Just a friend," Abby clarified, her tone light and unassuming. Spencer, however, could read between the lines. As he locked eyes with Evan, he quickly deduced the truth. Evan wasn't just a casual companion, he was clearly pursuing Abby. And Abby seemed to reciprocate, at least to some degree, or she wouldn't have brought him along to the airport. The two men shared an unspoken understanding during their brief but loaded exchange. They remained calm on the surface, but the intensity in their gazes betrayed their thoughts. After their handshake, Spencer said, "Ah, so you're the fourth young master of the York family from Wiltspoon. The York Corporation and our company have collaborated before, though not for long." Spencer's tone was polite, but his words carried subtle weight. He wanted Evan to know he was no stranger to power or influence. Evan smiled politely, though his thoughts were far less amicable. "If there's an opportunity in the future, we should definitely collaborate again." Inwardly, Evan scoffed at the idea. There was no way he would ever give Spencer a chance to collaborate with the York Corporation. If anything, he'd make it his mission to block Spencer at every turn. A rival like Spencer needed obstacles, not opportunities. Married at First Sight novel. Chapter 4087. "Brother Spencer, it's time for dinner. Let's grab something to eat before heading back. It'll take another hour or two to get back to the city, and traffic's always bad on weekends. If we go back without eating, you'll probably be starving by the time we get there." Abby's stomach growled, reminding her she was hungry too. Spencer smiled and agreed, "Okay, you can pick the place." Abby walked ahead, and Spencer nudged his suitcase toward Evan. "Mr. York, could you please help me with the suitcase?" Without waiting for a response, Spencer grabbed a small bag, likely his laptop case, and quickly caught up with Abby. Evan fought the urge to kick Spencer's suitcase away. But, in an effort to impress Abby, he held back. Abby's demeanor toward Spencer was purely platonic, a sibling-like affection, without any romantic undertones. Her eyes held only the calmness of a deep friendship, which gave Evan a sense of relief. Though Spencer and Abby acted affectionate, Evan could see it was the kind of bond old friends share after being apart for a long time. As Spencer caught up with Abby, she glanced over and noticed Evan pulling his suitcase. "Brother Spencer, do you have a lot of luggage?"
"Not really, just some daily essentials. The suitcase isn't heavy. Let Evan help me with it."
Spencer waited for Evan to catch up before asking Abby, "So, is it him?" Abby nodded without hesitation.
"It's him."
"Not bad.
You have good taste," Spencer said, setting aside his personal feelings. He had to admit, Evan and Abby made a great pair. But Wiltspoon is so far from Huyonville. Being with him means marrying long distance. It takes a lot of courage for a woman to make that kind of move. you'd have to leave behind everything familiar and follow him into an entirely new environment. And your career, your family, and your friends are all in Huionville. You should think carefully about marrying that far away. My company has worked with the York Corporation in Wildspoon, so I know a little about the York family. Honestly, you two are a perfect match. He's successful, and you're beautiful. But I still think you should think twice. There are plenty of great people here in Huionville who know you well. If your in-laws ever mistreat you, your family will be close enough to help. If you marry far away and something happens, your family might not even know. They'd have to fly halfway across the world just to help. Spencer paused, then quickly glanced back at Evan, who was now catching up. Seizing the moment, Spencer said, "Abby, my mother and godmother want us to be together. You should consider it. We've known each other since we were kids, and our families have always been close. My family's business is moving back to Huionville, and I'll be here too, so it makes sense." Abby smiled softly and shook her head. "Brother Spencer, if we were together, we wouldn't be happy. Not only that, but it would strain the relationship between our families. We'd become resentful, and it would affect the bond between them. For the sake of our families, and to spare you any regrets, it's impossible for us to be together. I'm someone who's deeply loyal in love. If I'm not moved, it's fine. But once I am, I'll be in it for life. Brother Spencer, take a moment to think about what's in your heart. Is it for me? Or are you willing to give up true love for your future?" Spencer paused, stunned by her words. Then, with a self-deprecating laugh, he muttered, "Have you spoken to your sister Victoria? I'm really confused. Look, I came back to clear my head, and now this. I don't know what I'm doing." Married at First Sight, Chapter 4088. Chapter 4088. Abby walked beside Spencer, careful to avoid any physical contact. Though they were childhood friends and their families had always been close, Abby didn't feel that way about Spencer. When Spencer hesitated, unsure whether to follow his family's wishes, Abby knew she couldn't give him any false hope. She didn't want him to entertain that idea. She loved Evan, not Spencer. "Brother Spencer, Victoria and I are good friends. You're like a brother to me, and you always will be," Abby said, emphasizing brother and sister. She truly saw both Victoria and Spencer as family. She had never considered Spencer in that way before, and she wouldn't now or ever. The wishes of their elders were driven by their own interests. But Abby's family understood that she loved Evan. The York family was undoubtedly a better match for her than the Chouinard family. Abby wasn't afraid of upsetting Spencer. She knew if she were with him, the Chouinard family might use her, and even the Dew family could end up relying on her for help. But with Evan, she wouldn't have to worry about being used, and she wouldn't have to play the role of the family's savior. The York Corporation was more successful than the Dew Group, and even Abby's mother had already made up her mind that Evan was the one. Spencer understood what Abby was saying. She didn't want to follow her family's plans. She had someone she truly cared about, and that person was better than Spencer, especially with the powerful family and financial resources backing him. The Chouinard family simply couldn't compete with the York Corporation, not today and not even in the past. "In my heart, you've always been that little sister," Spencer said. Abby then asked, "Brother Spencer, what's going on between you and Victoria?" "I asked her, but she wouldn't say." Spencer smiled. "If Victoria didn't say anything, it's because she didn't want you to worry. I care about you just as much as I care about her, so don't worry. The situation between me and Victoria is mine to handle. I'm in my early 30s, and I can take care of things on my own." He needed to think things through carefully. "Brother Spencer, I have some idea about what's going on. I can't change your decision, but I just want to share my thoughts. You and Victoria have known each other much longer than I have. You're childhood sweethearts, and I can see you care about her. You truly love her. Don't ignore your deepest feelings for some external reason. Don't let temporary circumstances make you give up on the woman who truly understands you and loves you the most. If you let her go, you might regret it for the rest of your life. I think you know Victoria's temperament better than I do. Do you really want to cut ties with her forever? Spencer's smile faded, and he fell silent. After a long pause, he reached out and gently touched Abby's head like a brother, saying, "The little girl who used to cry when we played together has really grown up. I understand now. Don't worry, I can handle it." Abby smiled softly, "Brother Spencer, I'll always be here for you. If you need anything, just ask. Honestly, I'd be happy to see you and Victoria together. From now on, Victoria will be my sister-in-law, and I won't have to worry about you forgetting me once you have a wife." Victoria loved Abby more than Spencer did and was far more tolerant of her. If Abby hadn't known that Victoria's heart was with Spencer, she would have tried to set her cousin up with Victoria a long time ago.